The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
This month is her month of excellence, and right from the first day of this month till now, we've been receiving the word of God powerfully on excellence, and we're going to continue in that line tonight. Tonight, we'll be looking at pathways to an excellent spirit. Pathways to an excellent spirit. I want us to know that you and I are destined for excellence in life and in destiny. And I believe that today, as we dive deeper into this topic, we'll receive a fresh baptism of the spirit of excellence in the name of Jesus. Before we look at the pathways to an excellent spirit, we're going to briefly look at example of people who had an excellent spirit. Number one example I will be considering tonight is Daniel. Daniel was a man who possessed an excellent spirit according to Daniel chapter 5 verse 12. Daniel chapter 5 verse 12, the Bible says there that for as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and deserving of doubt were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation. Daniel was a man that was distinguished, and he was distinguished on the platform of excellence. He was distinguished on the platform of excellence, not based on, it wasn't based on his complexion, it wasn't based on his qualification, as it were, but it was based on the spirit of excellence that was upon him. And we could see that his life was totally different. There was a clear difference between him and his colleagues and the rest of the people. God distinguished him because of the baptism of the excellent spirit that God released upon him. And I believe that you and I too will receive a fresh baptism of that spirit tonight in the name of Jesus. Another example is David. David was also a man who possessed an excellent spirit, and we discovered in the Bible that all through the battles that David had to fight, he was always winning. The victory that God gave to him was not just because of his, it was not because of his strength, not because of his technical know-how when it comes to fighting wars. It was because the Spirit of God was upon him, and that Spirit granted him access to victory all the days of his life. And you and I would receive that same Spirit tonight in the name of Jesus. So tonight we'll be looking at two ways to an excellent spirit. Number one way that we'll be considering tonight is positive mindset. Now, I want us to know that our mindset, they are set of beliefs that influence how we think, how we feel, and how we behave in any given situation. They are set of beliefs. And for us to be able to access this excellent spirit, we need to have the right kind of belief that will give us access to the spirit of excellence. And looking at the scripture, looking at Numbers chapter 13, we'll see there that Moses sent 12 spies to go and spy out the land of Canaan. And at the end of the exercise, all of them came back. And the Bible records that 10 of them, they gave a negative report that, what we saw there is not possible. We cannot proceed. We cannot move ahead. But Bible records of two exceptional personality there, and that's Caleb and Joshua. And this set of people, one of the things that made them to stand out all through their lifetime was as a result of the excellent spirit that was upon them. They had a different kind of belief. They had a positive mindset, and that really helped them. And because of their report, they gave a positive report that helped the Israelites to eventually proceed and then conquer the land of Canaan that the Lord has planned for them. So positive mindset is extremely important for us in order for us to access an excellent spirit. And I also want us to know that excellence is of the mind. Excellence is of the mind. Excellence is of the mind. So if we have an excellent mindset, we would eventually be excellent in every area of our lives. If we have an excellent mindset, we'll be excellent outside too, in whatever we do. So our mind is the determinant factor on how excellent we'll be and how on how we'll also be able to access the spirit of excellence. And I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So tonight, what are the important facts about positive mindset? Important fact about positive mindset. Number one, what happens around you does not determine if you will do well, but it is what happens in you that matters. We are looking at important fact about positive mindset. And number one is, what happens around you does not determine if you will do well, but it is what happens in you that matters. This is extremely important. Now, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says that, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. For out of it are the issues of life. So this clearly showed to us that it doesn't matter what happens around us. What happens within us is most important. What happens within us is what really determines if we'll do well. And I also want us to know that the external factors don't have as much power as the internal factor. The external factors around us don't have as much power as the internal factors. So it is extremely important that we know that it is our mindset, the beliefs that we live by, that we accept, that will really determine if we'll do well. And I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' mighty name. Now, number two is that your mindset affects the outcome of your life. Your mindset affects the outcome of your life. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7 here made us to know that for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23, verse 7 here, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So our mindset affects the outcomes of our lives. It defines us and it defines our destination in life. Number three, it is your invisible mindset that determines your visible reality. It is your invisible mindset that determines your visible reality. It is your invisible mindset. Mindset is not something you can see, but it eventually determines your reality. You can't see mindset. You can't, we can't see our mind, but our mind determines eventually our destination, where we eventually end up in. And I pray that we all will end up in our respective destination that God has planned for us in Jesus' mighty name. And lastly, is that your mind makes things possible. Your mind makes things possible. Your mind is limitless. Your mind is limitless. The only impossibility is the impossibility that we have allowed, we have settled, or we have allowed in our mind. Anytime a man comes across, impossibility or experience limits or stoppage, is because we have allowed those kind of stoppage in our mind. Because immediately we would disallow it, we begin to see way forward, we begin to see opportunities for us to move ahead. So our mind makes things possible. Our mind makes things possible. Our mind makes things possible. Now let's look at example of positive mindset. Number one example of positive mindset that you and I must possess in order for us to have an excellent spirit is that God is with me and I cannot fail. God is with me and I cannot fail. God is with me and I cannot fail. Now, this is this is a mindset that we all must have all the days of our lives for us to keep moving from glory to glory, for us to keep moving from levels to levels. Now, one thing that we all know, and God's servant has told us several times, that there will always be challenges. And in fact, God's servant told us that challenges are full of champions. So it means that there will always be challenges. But one thing is certain, God is with us and we will always be victorious. God is with us and we will never fail. So whatever we are into, maybe in our academics, in our business, in our career, we must, in our family, whatever it is that we do, we must have this positive mindset that God is with us and we cannot fail. And when we have an assurance of victory, we just discover that things begins to work smoothly. Now, if somebody tells you that if you already, if you, I'm looking for the right illustration. If somebody gives you a check, don't let me even use check. If somebody transfer an amount of money into your account, are you going to doubt that you have that money already? You will not doubt it because the assurance is there. You have the alert that shows that, yes, the money is in your account. So the same kind of mindset we should always have as believers, that God is with us and will never fail. God has never promised to abandon us. He has promised us in his word that he will not abandon us. He will not leave us alone. So whatever it is we are going through, we must have that mindset, because that is what will give us victory over whatever situation, challenges of life that we may be going through. Number two, example of positive mindset that we must also have is that my future will be better than my past. My future will be better than my past. This is extremely important. We must not settle for past glory. We must not settle for past glory. Why? Because in Haggai chapter 2, verse 9, Bible made us to know that the glory of the latter house shall surpass the former. And even in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18, Bible made us to know that the path of the just is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter. So that means we have an assurance of always having a better day, a better future, and the best and the best that God has for us. So we must have this mindset. We must keep this always. There are some times that we go through down times. That does not mean we'll not make it. And that does not mean the plan and the purpose of God will not come to pass over our lives. God never fails. So we must keep this mindset. If we are going to enjoy the baptism of the excellent spirit, if we are going to enjoy the operation of this spirit in our lives, you and I must have that mindset. And number three is that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. We can also see that in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Now, this is a mindset that every one of us must possess. This is a mindset that every one of us must possess. I can assure us that for us to begin to grow in excellence, we need this particular mindset. Because there are times that challenges will be taxed with a particular problem, will be asked to solve problems that we know naturally by our own human strength. I don't know if anyone has been there that you are given a task to do and you know that by your own human strength, this thing is not possible. Yes, God does not want us to rely on our strength. He wants us to rely on his strength. And that's why he said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, not through your own strength, not through your own knowledge. When we have this mindset, it means that we'll become a solution provider everywhere we get to. It means we'll be unstoppable. It means that any time we are being given a task to do, we are able to do it excellently. Why? Because of the help and the strength of God that we enjoy. So we must have this mindset that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. This particular scripture is one of the scriptures that I always hold on to. And I just believe that there is nothing impossible for me to learn by myself. I mean, by me settling down and allowing the Holy Spirit to help me. And I can tell you, people of God, it has helped me a lot. Because that mindset just gives us the push that we need to dare things. When we don't have this kind of mindset, we are not able to dare things. when they give us, you know, opportunities are always stepping stones. I mean, challenges are always stepping stones. So when we are given a challenge, God has placed it there as a stepping stone to our greatness. But because we have refused to walk by this mindset, we are not able to move to the next level of our life. So I want to encourage us tonight, we must operate by this mindset. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, not through your own strength, but through Christ that strengthens you and I. And when we operate in the strength of God, there is nothing that we cannot accomplish. I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' mighty name. Now, example of negative mindset that limit excellence. Example of negative mindset that limit excellence. Number one is that no one can make it in this country. I know that this is very, very popular, especially in this country, Nigeria. Like, you just hear people say things like this. In this Niger, it's not possible to make it home except you travel out. But I can tell you, in this same Niger, people are making it. In this same Niger, people are building their houses. In this same Niger, people are starting business and their business is succeeding. In this same Niger, people are doing great and mighty things. So please, I want to encourage us tonight. I'm also encouraging myself that we must not allow this kind of mindset to rule our minds. This kind of no one can make it in this country, because it is whatever you accept that you also that will become your experience. Now, there was a time, I think about maybe 6 years or thereabout. I can't remember the exact, but it was a long time. The Holy Spirit told me, because then I was also not happy about the situation of this country. And sometimes I just feel like, this country, there's nothing good about this country. And the Holy Spirit told me, he said, Kenny, don't be saying that again. Why? Because it's whatever you say about this country that you will experience. And that is why a lot of people today, they are not experiencing the good side of this country. Why? Because they've accepted the negative report. And when you accept the negative report, you are bound to also experience the negative result. So it is very important, no matter the situation. Now, we are walking by the word of God. We are walking by the word of God. And it's very important that we know that in this country, you will make it and I will make it. Can you tell your neighbor, in this country, Niger, you will make it and I will make it. So tell your neighbor, you don't have to travel out to... You don't have to travel out. This same Niger will make it together. The Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. So please, let's have this positive mindset. Now, we may just see it as it's just a plaything. It's not a plaything. Whatever report you accept about this is our country. It's not we are not in a foreign country. It is our country. So whatever report you hold on to eventually becomes our experience. So let's hold on to the right report. And we all shall make it in Jesus' name. Number two, negative mindset that limit excellence is, I can't serve anybody. They will be using me. This part sounds quite interesting to me. I can't serve anybody. They will be using me. Please, can we open our Bible to Luke chapter 16, verse 12? And if ye not have been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? Service is what moves us from where we are to where God wants us to be. Service moves us from where we may be right now to where God has actually destined for us. Most of our fathers in faith, including our servant on this in this sanctuary, God's servant, our senior pastor, they served their way to where they are today. They did not fold their hands. I could remember that God's servant told us some time ago, he said, during holidays, when school goes on holiday, he will look for where he can work. And even if they insist that they are not going to pay him, it will work for free. It will work for free. At least you have heard that before. If you have heard that, can you wave your hands to Jesus? Thank God we are all witness to what I'm saying. So service, when we serve, service takes us to from where we are to where God has destined us to be. Praise the Lord. So we must not allow this mindset of, I can't serve anybody, they will be using me. Now, Holy Spirit just called my attention to something. There's this, I don't know if the right name is what I want to call it now, but I think there's something they call garden knife or something that they use to trim grasses, like a scissors. Now, I have one, and anytime I want to trim the flower in front of my house, I would need to then use a file to file it so that I can use it. But the funny thing is that immediately I'm done and I decide to keep it, the next time I want to use it, I will have to file it again. And if I don't file it, it becomes unusable. Now, do you know that one of the things that makes you and I to be usable is because of our consistency in service? If you are not consistent in service, you will lose your relevance. There's no way you'll be relevant. The same thing applies to cutlass. If you use cutlass today and you keep it somewhere for a long time, if you don't use it, you will still have to file it. So it is our consistent service that makes us to become better and better and better and become more relevant and relevant and relevant. Just like you cannot, if you are not using a car, if you have a car, you are not using it, you not bother to service it, you not bother to spend money on it. So one of the things that makes the glory of God to shine upon our lives, to be evident, is our consistency in service. And as we are involved in service, the Lord begins to sharpen us, begins to make us better and better, and we become more relevant. So we must desist from this negative mindset of, I can't serve anybody, they will be using me. Let them use you. Let them use you. Let them use you. To the glory of God, my profession today didn't start now. It started when I was on campus from fellowship. It wasn't from school I learned what I'm doing now. I started doing it from fellowship campus, and they were using me, and I was happy being used. And as they were using me, I was getting better. As they were using me, I was getting better. As they were using me, I was getting better. They were not paying me, but I was getting better. I was adding more knowledge. So please, let's make ourselves available. If you are not being used, you will soon lose your relevance. Please tell your neighbor, if you are not being used, you will soon lose your relevance. And from the scripture that we read, it shows that if you are not ready to serve, there is no way God can commit your own business into your hands. You are in a company or you are in an organization, and you also try to embrace this negative mindset that they are using you, and you are not doing what you are supposed to do. There's no way you have your own company. And if by any chance you have your own business too, things will not work, because the seed you have sown in that company is also the harvest you will receive as well. So please, I want to encourage us tonight, wherever we find ourselves in the house of God, let's serve with excitement and joy. Let's be used. Let people use us and use us and use us and use us. Because that's what will bring the glory of God in our lives. That's what will make us to remain consistently relevant. And I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. And lastly, it is not by force to serve God or come to church. That's another negative mindset that limits excellence. It is not by force to serve God or come to church. Now, if you are not serving God, whether we serve God or we don't serve God, I think we have this mindset that, okay, because we are serving God, we are doing God favor. Please, I want us to know that serving God does not mean you are doing God favor. Serving God means you are doing yourself favor. Because if you think you are doing God favor, that's when you see it as it's not by force to serve God or to come to church. All of these things, if they say, oh, come to church, oh, you are not doing the church favor. Neither are you doing God favor. It is yourself that you are doing favor. And when we serve God, God is faithful to reward us. So can we open our Bible to Mark chapter 10? Mark chapter 10. I can't find where I'm looking for. Okay, I think I would look into that later. Now, the passage I'm looking for made us to know that God is a rewarder and He will reward everyone according to their work. Now, when you refuse, when you decide to fold your hands, and you say it's not by force to serve God, that means you're also saying that it's not by force to be rewarded. It's not by force to receive from God. That's exactly what we are saying. So please, let's not allow this negative mindset to limit our excellence. When we give ourselves to the service of God, we become better and we enjoy the spirit of excellence in everything that we do. And I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So how to develop a positive mindset? Number one, walk in the fear of God. Walk in the fear of God. The more we walk in the fear of God, the more it will impact us with knowledge. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7 made us to know that the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. When we walk in the fear of God, we enjoy knowledge. When we walk in the fear of God, we enjoy knowledge. Now, I also want us to know that when Bible refers to the fear of the Lord, it means having a deep respect, reverence, and awe for God's power and authority. And it's not to be afraid of God. No, it's not to be afraid of God, but to have a deep respect, reverence, and awe for God's power and authority. And for us to enjoy or to develop a positive mindset, we need to walk in the fear of the Lord. We need to walk in the fear of the Lord so that we can access divine wisdom, divine understanding, divine knowledge that will help us to remain excellent in all that we do. Number two, we must feed our mind with the Word of God. We must feed our mind with the Word of God. The psalmist said in Psalm 119 verse 99, says, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. For thy testimonies are my meditation. For thy testimonies are my meditation. From the positive mindset that we looked at previously, we see that there are words of God that backs up those mindsets. It's not just something that somebody just come from somewhere. So when we feed our mind with the Word of God helps us to have the right mindset. It gives us the right belief system to to address every situation of life, and the right belief systems to continue to discharge an excellent service in all that we do. Bible also says in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2, says, as newborn baby, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. So we must constantly feed our mind with the Word of God. We must constantly feed our mind with the Word of God. There's no way we can develop a positive mindset when we feed our mind with negative things, when we read news that does not edify us, that does not help us. It's not every news we must read or that we can read. If you want to develop a positive mindset, you have to be able to sieve the kind of information that you accept into your spirit man. Because the information you accept will eventually determine the kind of mindset that you and I will develop. But when we feed ourselves with the Word of God, when we feed our mind with the Word of God, we can never be wrong. We can never be wrong. And I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' mighty name. So we must dwell on the Word of God consistently. We must dwell on the word of God consistently. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16a. Says that let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Let the word of God dwell richly in you in all wisdom. So that we can be able to develop a positive mindset. I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. And lastly, under how to develop a positive mindset, is for us to guide our heart. Guide your heart. Tell your neighbor, guide your heart. Proverbs 4:23 made us to know that out of our heart proceeded every issues of life. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. For out of it are the issues of life. So we must guide our heart. We must not allow different form of internet junks to fill our heart. We must not allow it. We must mind the kind of content that we listen to, the kind of content that we watch, because all those things will determine, will eventually determine the kind of mindset that we begin to develop. We must be careful to the kind of things we listen to. I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord will help us in Jesus' mighty name. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. These are the things we are supposed to be thinking on. Pastor Ebenezer told us this on Sunday as well. These are the things that we are supposed to feed our heart with, our mind with. Praise the Lord. So let's stop thinking thoughts that will not edify us. And it starts from the things that we allow to enter our eyes gate, our ear gate, and is it the nose gate or the mouth gate? Whatever gate that we have, we must be careful of what comes in through those gates. Because what comes in will eventually determine the kind of mindset that we'll develop. And I pray the Lord will help us to develop a positive mindset. In the name of Jesus. So the second pathway that we are considering, the second pathway to excellent spirit is love. 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 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9 says, but as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them that love Him. Now, the spirit of true love for God and humanity is one of the things that baptizes us with the spirit of excellence. When we have true and genuine love for God and for humanity, we gain quick and easy access to the spirit of excellence. And just as we know, it is natural for us to give our best to the person that you love, or to your lover. If you love somebody, you make sure that you give the best of your time, the best of your resources, the best of what you have to the same person. Now, when we love God and we love humanity, we always ensure that we give our best to God and to humanity. And this is very key for in order for us to live an excellent life. There's no way we can offer an excellent service if you don't operate in love. There's no way. Those that deliberately sell fake items and then collect the money of original, they are not working in love. Because if they truly work in love, they will not do that. There are people that sell expired drugs and they are very well, they are aware that this drug has expired, but they still sell it. And they know that this could have negative effect on people that take such drugs, but they still sell it. And they are doing that because they don't have love for God and for humanity, because life of human beings though is nothing to them. Whatever we do, when we operate in love, it helps us to offer an excellent service. If we love the organization we are currently at, we'll make sure we'll give our best, we'll commit our full and utmost service to that organization. Some people will go to work and instead of them to be working, they will be either Facebooking or they will be WhatsApping and or Instagramming or doing all of the available things they can do. Now, out of 8 hours, they've only been able to use 3 hours to work. The remaining 5 hours, if we truly love that organization, we will not do that. If we operate in genuine love, we will not do that. We will not do that. We will not do that. So I want to encourage us tonight that we operate in love, because when we do that, when we walk in genuine love, we would access the spirit of excellence that will help us to be excellent and relevant in all that we do. Now, what are the important facts about love? What are important facts about love? Number one, you cannot love God and humanity and be stranded. It's not possible. From where we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, Bible says that eyes have not seen, neither ear have heard, and neither have it entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. It's not possible for us to love God and to love humanity and be stranded. It's not possible. Because when we love God and we love humanity, we become extremely relevant. We become indispensable. Number two, your love for God and your task brings you into excellence. Your love for God and your task brings you into excellence. You and I must consistently and forever love God and love the tasks that we do if we want to be excellent. Because there's no way you can grow in excellence in a task that you don't enjoy doing. It's not possible. So we must, and I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Number three, your love for God is your ticket to a world of endless possibilities. Your love for God is a ticket to a world of endless possibilities. And number four, love is a seed. And one of the vital harvests is an excellent spirit. Love is a seed. When we sow love as a seed, one of the harvests that we get in return is an excellent spirit. And so if you desire an excellent spirit, we must make sure that we sow that seed of love. We must make sure that we sow that seed of love into our assignment, into God and His kingdom, into whatever responsibility that has been placed in our hands, into people around us. This will help us to receive the spirit of excellence. And lastly, love can be seen, felt, and observed. Love can be seen, felt, and observed. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3 tells us how Solomon loved the Lord. And he did just love. Now, and Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. Only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. Praise the Lord. So, our love must be seeable. You cannot say you love somebody and the person cannot cannot even feel it. No. No, it must be seeable, it must be feelable, and it must be observable. Praise the Lord. It must be seeable, it must be feelable, and it must be observable. You don't need to bother to check the dictionary if such words exist, but you understand what I'm saying, right? Do you understand what I'm saying? All right, so what I'm saying is, in essence, is that you cannot say you don't love by mouth. Our Lord God did not love us by mouth. Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave. So he did not just love the world by saying, I love you. I love you. No. Something had to, something precious, something tangible left and came to us as gift. So if you truly love, it will cost you something. If you love your organization, it will cost you something. It will cost you something. Sometimes you have to work extra hours. Sometimes you have to spend weekends doing more research, investing in yourself so that you can deliver an excellent result in your work. It will cost us something. You cannot love humanity and you will not feel it. You will feel it because it will cost you something. So I encourage us tonight that we all walk in love. We all walk in love so that we can experience the baptism of the Spirit of Excellence in our life afresh in Jesus' mighty name. Now, we have talked about two pathways to excellent spirit. Number one is what? Have a positive mindset. Number two is what? Love. So I want to encourage us that we must put these things into practice so that we can experience the operation of the Spirit of Excellence in our life more than ever before. And I pray that God will baptize you with the Spirit of love, which will grant you an excellent spirit in the name of Jesus. If you are blessed, shout hallelujah. If you are blessed, shout hallelujah.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.